This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's always game day in Cleveland. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. We're brought to you by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. All right, so Daryl, let's dive into this trip that the Browns took to Miami today to go take a look at Cam Ward. But as you were saying, like, you know, it's a trip that I think they had to take. You know, the owner goes down and, you know, he wants to talk to him. And if you're going to invest that much money in a number two pick overall, why wouldn't you? You know, like, you got to get to know him. And, you know, we talked about he did his workout the other day and everybody in the world from Tennessee was there. I got to tell you, I'd rather be on a personal workout on his home turf with the situation the Browns had as compared to the other stuff. And, you know, we hear all kinds of weird stories going on behind the scenes about, like, who was here, who wasn't there, why weren't the Browns at this? Well, maybe the Browns were there and maybe just somebody didn't catch it if they were or they weren't. And I think we make way too big of a deal out of some of this stuff.
Yeah, like one of the things that popped out is, you know, someone was saying that the Browns skipped Ohio State's pro day so that they could go to Florida. And no, that's not what happened. They do have a scouting department that's quite capable of handling a college pro day. While the owner, or I should say one of the owners, the GM and the head coach are in, you know, Miami checking out potential first round pick and franchise quarterback. Like, it's not a big deal. The Tennessee Titans, by the way, they're going to hold their own private session and work out whatever with Cam Ward as well. They're going to do the same thing with Shador. These guys have already come through Berea. They're doing the pro day circuit. I'm not real big on pro days. I think they're more for content than anything. They get blown out of proportion because, well, it's something in a slow news cycle for the National Football League that's going on. I don't know what you see or what value you gain by watching a guy who's not in pads with no defense on the field, nobody defending receivers, you know, throwing footballs on air. To me, the real scouting gets done via the tape that is accumulated in season. And the most important part of the pro days are the interactions. Same thing with the combine. It's the interactions. It's the medical checks, and it's the interactions, right? Seeing how a particular kid conducts himself, how does he treat his current coaching staff or staff around, you know what I'm saying? Things that you may have learned about him from various.
Who went to the quarterback's birthday party, all those very important things.
Well, but it is, in that sense, it is relevant because you want to find out, those intangibles. Is he a good leader? Is he a good person? Am I going to lose if I bring him into my locker room? Am I going to lose sleep about what this guy may be up to when he's not in the team facility. Now, clearly, the Browns set all that aside years and years ago for Johnny Manziel, and we saw what an epic disaster that was. And hopefully that is something they never repeat again. But, you know, I see the criticism from folks about, you know, the fact that Jimmy Haslam went down. And I get it. I'll be honest with you.
Wait, why would you criticize Jimmy Haslam going to talk to the pick? I don't understand that.
Well, my thing is I, you know, my personal opinion is, with all due respect to Jimmy Haslam, I would prefer he just stay away from everything. Sign the checks. You know,
I don't know, man. I don't have any problem with him going down to Miami on this trip. I'll be honest.
I just don't want him interjecting himself into anything football related. Let Andrew Berry, let Kevin Stefanski, let the scouting department. And I'm not saying he is, but that is the reputation he has, that he pokes his nose in and he's Jerry Jones 2.0 without the Vince Lombardi trophies. So, but that's just my personal opinion. Now, to be fair to Jimmy Haslam, he has every right to be there. It would be a significant investment, number two pick, the rookie contract that comes with it, or trading up to get the number one pick. Okay. So, yeah, he's got every right to be there and to get his own eyeballs on the situation. Or, hey, who's to say he's not observing how Andrew Berry's working this process? Hey,
look, even at the bottom line, Daryl, it's that if you're looking at the Browns and you see the owner is taking the time out to fly down there, they clearly value something about this guy. So the other teams that are looking around and you're going to, maybe you want to trade with the Browns. Well, the owner went down there. He really likes him and he wants him to be a part of the team. I just think you increase his value when you have all your top brass there.
My thing is, as long as Andrew Berry is making the decision, that's all I care about, with zero input from Jimmy Haslam. If Jimmy wants to go, absolutely no issue there. But we can't have another situation where the owner's sticking his nose in saying, go get me Johnny Manziel, like he did before. You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
like,
totally agree. That's the stuff that keeps me up.
That's the line that I draw. Otherwise, I have no issue with him going down. He has every right to be there. And I don't. So that, from that standpoint, I don't get the criticism. I feel that like that's a little unfair to Jimmy Haslam, because you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't complain about how Randy Lerner was never involved in anything, right? He was basically an absentee owner, and everything was a dumpster fire. You get in the opposite from, you know, the Haslams, right, who are intimately involved in all facets of the organization. And then, you know, I don't think it's fair to criticize them for that as well, because, well, do you either want an absentee owner, or do you want people that, you know, have their fingerprints and a pulse on, you know, what's going on within the organization? Me personally, I would prefer the owners that are involved in what's going on in the organization, because it shows they care and, you know, they're paying attention to things. But, you know, this wasn't that big of a deal. This is just part of normal draft processes. And again, just because they were down there doesn't mean that they can't be in multiple places at once. You've got scouts that you pay. You've got assistant GMs that you pay. They can be handling pro days and whatnot. And you can reconvene after your meetings or whatever, video conference, telephone, see you back in Berea and let's talk about whatever. Like I just think that right now, and part of it's because of the Browns and their poor track record, their poor record on the field habitually, Andrew Berry's poor track record drafting. Like, I just feel like right now everyone is looking for a reason to pounce on the Browns and just rip them a new one. That's just my opinion right now. I feel like everyone wants to pounce on them and complain about every little thing that they're doing, when the reality is, Andy, they're not doing anything out of the ordinary. They're not doing anything that's wrong or underhanded or what, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like people are bitching for the sake of hearing themselves bitch.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.